Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith over here at Pensacola Business Radio. I have three lovely young ladies in here who are going to fill me in on all of the cool things happening with the Chamber in Pensacola. So I have Rebecca. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I have Megan. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
And I have Caitlin. Good afternoon. Hi. And we do all that last names, but really you just need to know it's Pensacola Chambers right here in the house. And so I have tons of information. Unfortunately, I don't have a phone so they can call in. So we're all good. So let's talk about what you guys are here to talk about. Somebody, go for it.
Dibs, not it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll jump in. So right now we are accepting nominations for our annual PACE Awards, the Pensacola Area Commitment to Excellence Awards. That's every year in February, the third Tuesday of the month. So it's scheduled for February 16th at 6 p.m. at Hilton on the Beach.
I found out you can nominate yourself.
Yes.
Fun fact, you can definitely. Yeah.
No one
only
would
once,
know.
Though. Only once.
Nobody would know except for us.
Yeah. Very cool.
So people can nominate online. There's a form online, and nomination is open until the 27th, which is next Friday.
Okay. Can I get it? I can go straight to the nomination page from the Chamber's website, right?
Yes. There's a tab that's specifically for PACE Awards.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. This is the first year I got to nominate myself, so I've enjoyed
it. Did you nominate yourself?
Yeah, of course I did. Absolutely. I mean, I nominated like three or four other people, but yeah, I absolutely nominated
myself.
Perfect,
perfect.
You know, look, when you're in your own business, or even in, nobody's going to promote you better than yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, that works.
Yeah.
So nominations will close at noon next Friday, and then on Monday the 30th, we will send applications to everyone nominated, and then they will have 2 weeks to complete the form.
Very cool. And then when's the event?
The event is February 16th.
And where?
At Hilton on the Beach at 6.
Oh, what a great setting.
Yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
I know. Yeah. I get to win an award and hang out on the beach. I'm just kidding.
So. Best of both worlds.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you said it closes when? Friday?
Mm-hmm. Next Friday.
Next Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So there's 5 different categories that you could win an award for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell us which one you nominated yourself for.
I don't plan on it. I probably nominated myself for all 5. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Yes. So we have Emerging Leader, Community Leader, Professional Leader, Business Leader, and Spirit of Pensacola.
Okay. So tell me about those real quick. So for those that may not know, you have, obviously that's a category that can cover just about any business here or any person. So I guess to me, Emerging Leader was somebody coming out of the gate, sort of a year in, 2 years in, or just, you know, younger into the career?
Yeah, it is kind of like a rising star, so to speak. It's someone who has shown that they're willing, they've shown impact on the community, but also someone who we expect to see more of, you know, within their career.
Potential, right?
Potential,
yeah, there you go. And then, okay, so what were the other categories?
Community leader is someone who has distinguished themselves within the community. Maybe they worked on a project that's helped the community or something along those lines. Professional leader is someone who's made a difference within their specific profession.
Yep.
Someone maybe that people look up to within their company, that sort of thing. And then business leader is someone who has vision within the local business community.
Cool.
And then Spirit of Pensacola is someone who's like given the lifetime of career and business in the community.
Yeah. So seasoned.
Yes.
Sort of been here for
so
a while.
So to speak.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. All right. So PACE Awards. Why is it called PACE?
Pensacola Area Commitment to
Excellence. There we go. I got to prompt you on some of this stuff. So, okay. So what else? There's 3 of you here, so there must be tons of stuff to talk about.
After nominations close that Saturday afterwards, we want to see everybody out shopping at their favorite small businesses.
Yeah.
American Express has launched this Shop Small campaign, which is a way to capitalize on Small Business Saturday, which as of 2011 is an official day just like Black Friday. It's
very cool. Or Cyber Monday.
Or Cyber Monday. Yeah. Can't forget that. It's gotten really big over the years. So we, as a chamber, are a neighborhood champion. I think they've in the past few years, there's up to over 1,500 neighborhood champions in the nation.
And it's really cool.
Yeah. So we As a chamber, we have reached out to some of our retail partners. We've got their promotions in little bags that we're going to be handing out tonight and tomorrow. Just to encourage people to go out, shop small, shop local. Most of your money's coming back to the community that you live in and that you're a part of. So we really want to capitalize on that.
So where are you going to be tonight that you're handing that stuff out?
Well, the chamber is having their business after hours tonight at World of Beer. And we'll be there from 5 to 7 with our shop small bags.
Yeah.
Super cute design.
Please come say hi at World Beer.
So, and let me
professional.
I'm just going to back you up on this one, Caitlin. The support that you guys have shown for this has been great. But when somebody puts on overalls and wears balloons around all day, handing out reusable shop small bags, I thought, well, there's somebody who's just really passionate about what they do.
Yeah, so we, last year was my first year at the chamber, and we got this email, and it's, every year we've tried to do it a little bit bigger. I think we've done it for 3 or 4 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's something that we are passionate about the chamber, because the people in these small businesses, they're people that are here. They're people that their kids go to school here. They play soccer here. Mm-hmm. Their family's here. They want to give back to the community that's helped them so much. And I think every business we've talked to, their favorite part about working in Pensacola is the community and the people.
Yeah.
Their customers are their friends, they're their family, they're people they care about. And it's those are the people that we want to really support.
Yeah, it's what puts us up there in that whole quality of life survey that came out not too long ago. So
they are so excited, too, when we come see them and take pictures and post on social media. They are so excited.
Yeah, in overalls and wearing balloons.
Yeah, I missed that day.
She's rocking it, too, man. I must have seen that picture like 6 times. And I want to say it was different places every time, so that was good. You're getting the word out.
I miss Caitlin in her Halloween costume.
I believe one of them was for your ribbon cutting as
That's
well.
Right. That's right. And
do what you got to do.
I don't even think it was for Halloween. I think she just really felt like wearing overalls that day.
It was the day before Halloween.
But here's a key question. Did anyone know who you were?
No one knew who I was. They just remembered that I had overall balloons. Yep. I was supposed to be Ellie from Up.
Yeah.
She was a child, so that's what the balloons are for. But it was also to promote Small Business Saturday.
Well, I think the promotion of Small Business Saturday worked. We need to talk about your business plan for Halloween next year. So, but, and I see, how many people do you have participating in this, you said?
So we reach out to over 70 of our retail partners. Anyone can participate. So I don't have an exact list of all the businesses in Pensacola. I can tell you about a few that are offering discounts that I have right here in front of me. I know Angel's Garden is doing $10 off a $50 purchase.
She's got such cool stuff in that little building, too.
It's so neat. Toad Hall Antiques is another really great place that you should go and check out. Who else is doing a good one?
Megan's got the full list.
Escape Wellness sent us. We just posted theirs on Facebook. I'd say there's probably 8 different deals for Escape Wellness. So there's something for somebody on your list on there. D. McDavid is doing 30% off. LAF Co. Candles. I don't want to pronounce that wrong.
We have a lot of partners on 12th Avenue, too, which is nice. Just Judy's Flowers is another one. Great partner.
Yeah.
Great community person.
You know what I like, too, is I know as we're all kids, we all are, you know, whatever the coolest toy and all that stuff is. As you start getting older and you do a sort of less quantity and more quality, it gets really hard to start trying to find unique items to give people for gifts. Most of these small business people have some really cool, unique stuff that you're not going to find in your, you know, Black Friday, you know, mass shopping massacres and stuff, for lack of a better term. But
it's cool, too, because a lot of these members that we visited are newer. Like, we just did a ribbon cutting at Toad Hall Antiques, and then there's also Southern Sisters Boutique is one. Labana?
Labana International Boutique. They have a good deal going on of 10% off your entire purchase.
Yeah.
You're there.
So these are all new businesses too in the area that are participating, which is awesome.
Well, good. Hopefully this will go out and support them. You know?
Marty Campbell Gallery has some beautiful pictures of Pensacola and different kind of beachy items in there too. They have 10% off your entire purchase. Just mention that you're there for Small Business Saturday. Yeah. Hopefully you
get remember that girl in the overalls? So that's why we're here.
That crazy girl with the balloon.
So is there a full list listed that we can send people to see for themselves?
We are sending an email out when we get back to the office.
Right after this. Cool. And we've been posting some things on our Facebook about different businesses.
Right.
That'll keep going through Small Business Saturday, which is November 28th, officially the day after Black Friday.
Yeah.
And there's also an event on Facebook that's Pensacola Chamber Small Business Saturday 2015. So definitely want to promote that too.
Okay, and then you got everybody listed there and you can keep up with the updates.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And you can see all the good deals in all the cute shops. We American Express does a really good job of giving us a lot of promotional material.
Yeah.
So we have mats, balloons, as you see.
but flag no banners. Overalls.
Yeah, they did not send me overalls. Target had those. but they have flag banners, buttons, pins, pet bandanas. I got more pet bandanas than probably stickers in that bag. So
very cool.
We handed some.
Apparently, that's
out.
A big thing, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, my dogs look great in them. But
and we also really want to mention that the Florida Small Business Development Center and the Downtown Improvement Board are also going to be doing stuff for Small Business Saturday. So we're partnering with them as well.
Very cool.
Really great partners to have.
All right. So when do we start Bloodies and Brunch on Sundays?
I mean, we could just make a whole four-day weekend out of it.
We just take Thanksgiving and stretch it all the way out. So.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so what else? So we've got Pace Awards, Small Business Saturday.
Legislative Luncheon.
I was
going
to say, you're the only one that hasn't talked to you, so I know it's your turn.
Well, our Legislative Luncheon is coming up on December 9th, so basically right after the Thanksgiving holidays. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the
Crown Plaza.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I want to make sure. and it will be a lunch. So the doors open at 11, and the program will start immediately at 11:30.
Yeah.
And it'll run through 1.
Okay, so somebody that's maybe not into politics or things like that, why are things like this interesting?
It's a good time.
Let Megan take that.
Yeah. It's a good time to get in front of your representatives, even if you're not into politics. It's still things that affect you.
And that's why I was asking, because to me, I see legislative or politics, and you know, I'm probably going to change the channel sometimes. But here was a chance to really, one, find out what's going on in your community on the back end that a lot of people don't know, all those steps it takes to get to the certain things that have, and all the growth that's happened here. So I wonder one of y'all to highlight that for sure. Because I had no idea, and then I had to do some research. It's like, why would I want to do this? And I'm thinking, oh, well, here's a cool way to be educated on your community.
Mm-hmm. And in our last committee meeting, we have a committee that meets regularly. Todd Thompson heads that up with Justin. He's our chair, Justin Beck. And when we met last week, I asked them if there's anything, if any of the other chambers or anyone across the panhandle does anything like this, and they don't. Not anywhere before Tallahassee. So we're the only organization that does this kind of forum. For legislation, but we are trying to revamp and vamp up our advocacy efforts, and Todd's been heading that up, and he's doing a good job, and Justin Beck's been helping him. But the chamber will present its top three priorities that we hope to see at legislation this year, and then it allows a platform for the representatives. I think they'll have a couple minutes to talk about what they're going to work on this year, and then it will open the floor up. So about 25 or 30 minutes will be for questions.
So who's coming, for those that may not know?
We have Representative Clay Ingram, Mike Hill.
I hope Clay's coming.
I mean, he better be there.
Rebecca, please remember to put that on his schedule.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Mike Hill. Matt Gaetz is tentative. He has something that's kind of come up. Senator Greg Evers, and then Doug Broxson is the other representative.
Very cool.
So they should all be there.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, and you said there was going to be an open forum for them to be able to ask questions and stuff afterwards?
Yes, that's the bulk of the meeting.
Yeah, well, I mean, when do you really get an opportunity to get in personally in front of one of those people, let alone all of them at the same time? So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really good event, and we partner with the other area chambers. We have Gulf Breeze Chamber, Pensacola Beach Chamber, Perdido Key Chamber, and then the Gulf Coast African American Chamber also with us, and the Santa Rosa Legislative Coalition. They joined us last year as well.
So where do we send them if they need to register? They need to?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can't just come walking through the door. Well, I mean, you can, but we'd prefer if you didn't.
Yeah, right? We usually sell out for this event.
Yeah.
Just because the max is a little bit smaller than like if we had it at Newer Landing. But, yeah, we sell out, so definitely register online. We have a lot of sponsors this year. Panair is our presenting sponsor. They usually are. And then we have AT&T, Florida Blue, Heartland Payment Systems, Lakeview Center and Baptist Healthcare, Nemours Children Clinic, UWF, Walgreens, and West Florida Hospital. So, and sponsorships are still available. That'll be the only way to reserve a table. Otherwise, everything else is open seating.
Okay. Very cool. Well, it sounds like we're going to be busy over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what else, though? I mean, I know you guys have lots of stuff in the works. I want to know. What else? I'm going to put you totally on the spot here.
Well, we could list all of our events. Right. If you want.
We have a lot.
And speaking of sponsorships, I cannot not throw out there that I will be reaching out for sponsorships for PACE Awards coming up soon. Yes. But that's also a really good event. WEAR is our main sponsor as well. So we have another initiative, sort of like how we're doing with Shop Small, that we're going to be starting in January. That's what we kind of mentioned earlier. Kind of like a health and wellness month. We're gonna try to do what we're doing now, where we highlight our partners in that industry. We're working with Todd and Megan McCarthy from Baptist to kind of plan some things around that. I think they have some initiatives. I don't know. Do you know many details about that, Rebecca?
That's about it.
it's still
in the works.
Yeah. Well, and that's cool because it's going to be on the heels of whatever it is tomorrow, TED Med tomorrow, mm-hmm. where we all get to find out just how good or how bad some of those things are and how prevalent they really are in our community. So.
Right.
You may be onto something. Yeah. You might have some takers.
Well, we've been trying. We did in August, we did a restaurant month where we highlighted those partners, and then now we're doing the Shop Small. So we're trying to create more initiatives to kind of recognize those people in certain areas. I know Sharon's been working on a committee called Senior Voices, and they're meeting pretty quarterly. They're going to have a handout that they're going to create that has like anything that you need to know if you're a senior 55 or older, any information. So they're working on that. They're going to have like a senior wellness awareness day in the spring. So I know that's in the works as well. She's got a lot of people. I think we had like 70 people at our last meeting.
At least 70. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think she was talking about for all of those who live out of state that maybe have elderly family or that lives here. Mm-hmm. So they now have been able to compile all that information and get it to those people that are like in Nebraska or whatever and have no idea who to call if something happens.
Yeah, they're working on that right now. We just have such a diverse membership and partnership with all these people, and we want to take the time to appreciate everything that each of them does. So we're starting slowly but surely to really recognize how great all of our partners are.
Very cool. Do you guys think this is gonna be some form of monthly initiative, a different one every month? Like you said, you did restaurants in August, and
maybe not every month, Keith.
I was just saying, you have a lot of partners, so maybe you're splitting some stuff, but obviously you're building on this concept to have a plethora of really cool highlights for opportunities
and
for businesses.
We have over 1300 members, so it's hard to recognize each and every one every month, but it's easy if you take a month and then you can say, okay, well, everyone in this sector, let's stand up and let's applaud everything you do. And I think our first restaurant month, I think, went really, really well. Mm-hmm. We ate out a lot.
Yeah.
We thoroughly enjoyed it.
We might have been ready to be done with it by the time it was over, but.
We've been doing the Foodie Life show here, and it's kind of been working out the same way. So we've been talking the restaurant stuff and then, of course, eating and all of the other fun stuff.
I mean, healthcare is such a main driver in our economy anyway, so that January is a perfect time for that because it's a new year and everyone's ready to get into a new them. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good time to highlight all of our health and wellness and then ways that you can improve on that as well. We're open to suggestions for more.
Yeah.
And then the Senior Voices one will fall like springtime, April. That'll be like a Senior Awareness Day. So that'll probably be the next one after that.
Well, speaking of our new businesses and new partners, we are working on our 2016 business directory. So we'll be having that come out in the new year as well. And it'll have our business directory, so all 1,300 partners listed, as well as what the Chamber's done over the past year, full of pictures and great information. So be on the lookout for that.
So I'd have to say it is probably one of the most powerful pieces of information sitting in my office right now.
Good.
More than the 30 Yellow Pages books that have showed up could ever do.
Well, good.
Or even Google, too, because you don't know who it is, you know?
Right.
So when you guys gave me one, we joined the Chamber, was awesome.
Well, great.
This is gold digging.
Well, you'll have
an
updated one pretty soon.
I know. I hope so. I've been emailed about it 900 times.
Well, something new we're doing is adding a description. So it's not just Keith, or it's just not Pensacola Business Radio.
Right.
It's okay. Well, what do they do? So you can see the name, and if it's not always intuitive, like Baptist Healthcare, then you can kind of get a little information more about what they do. Mm-hmm. So update your descriptions. Make sure they're all in there,
and your social media links.
Which is cool too, because then you can find everybody in one shot.
Right.
And as a chamber, we like to promote other chamber businesses. So if anyone asks or if anyone calls for references or anything like that, we always promote members who are with the chamber. You know, those are the ones we first go to. And then if we don't have anybody in that category, we stick Sharon on somebody.
We keep Sharon pretty busy. She returns the favor.
See if you can get them in that category. Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. So, okay, where do you, it's going to be Thanksgiving, it's going to be Christmas, and then it's going to be January. So what does 2016 look like for you guys? What else?
Busy.
Yes. Yeah, which is good. Yeah. So, and I was leading into you guys have like 5-6 different little things that happen every month. So Business After Hours is tonight.
Yes. Right? So Business After Hours is the third Thursday of every month. Greeters is our partner only event that happens on the last Friday of every month. It's actually this Friday because of Thanksgiving. We have
tomorrow morning.
Club.
That's tomorrow.
So we have Business After Hours tonight, and then Greeters first thing in the morning,
because we really like to see our partners, so we make sure we back everything back to back.
Yeah,
they're always around. We also have our Gopher Club, which is the beginning of every month. We're always looking for great topics and great sponsors because we really enjoy learning all the new things about the community.
Yeah.
We just had YMCA present. Mm-hmm. P&J did a great presentation last time. We've got some good ones coming up in January, but. Any topics or any ideas that you guys want to see? Because we want to do it based on the membership. What do you want to know about?
Sure.
From not just from the chamber, but from your community. Sharon, synergy groups are rocking it. I'm trying to think of.
Oh, do we want to talk about LEAP?
We sure can.
Of course we do.
I always want to talk
about
LEAP.
Well, we have the LEAP manager and a LEAP class member, so we might as well.
So Leadership Pensacola, actually, during PACE Awards, our nominations are going to open up.
I was going to ask you that today, too, and I wasn't. I have many to nominate this year, actually.
Good.
Me,
good.
Too.
Yeah.
One of our goals with sending people through LEAP is to identify people who you think would really benefit from the program, too. So nominations open in February. We take self-nominations. No one counts them any different.
That's right.
Not snickering behind your back. We just we enjoy that people are interested in the program. Sure. Last year, we had over 200 nominations. And from
only 50 get in.
And only 50 get in. So it's highly competitive, but a wonderful program. Nominations open in February. We'll accept applications the month of March. And then the new class is announced in June of 2016.
Yeah, and I think I just saw an announcement about a project that finally got announced, right?
Yeah, we sent out a press release last week. Do you want to talk a little bit about your project, Megan?
Sure. It's called A Better Way to Give, and basically it's an awareness campaign and also a fundraising campaign to help the homeless in our area. So part of that will be educational. We'll be getting out there and telling people more about what's going on in our community in relation to homeless, because it is an issue that we have here. And then the other part is we are going to be planting.
Yeah, it is kind of planting.
Refurbished.
You are digging holes.
Yeah.
And some of them might be, I'll let Megan finish and then I don't want to ruin it.
Either way. They look like parking meters, but it's for people to donate change, and they'll be, painted colorfully, and we'll be collecting sponsors for that as well if anyone's interested. I believe the DIB is going to help us collect the money and that sort of thing, but the money will be used for programs that help homelessness.
That's the part I like the most. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely brilliant because it has recognizable delivery that you know it's going to go where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's giving change to make a change in our homeless population.
Very cool. And if you park in that meter, you won't get ticketed?
They're not actually parking.
That is incorrect.
You cannot park by them.
Yeah. If there are two, pay both.
I feel like there's two parts of the education piece. So it's telling people about the homelessness problems in our area and how to help it. Then also telling them, this is not really a parking meter.
Right, yeah. this is our vehicle for collecting money.
Please do not park outside of Sobo or Sogo District. Just go to an actual parking spot. Yeah. But they'll be painted and there'll be a sign that says, this is not for parking, and explaining what the sign is for, what the meter is for.
Yeah, and I heard you guys are going to have some mobile ones too, so.
Yeah, working on it. They've got a lot of really great ideas because some of Palafox is just, all of Palafox is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But there's the brick pavers that we don't want to bust into.
Yeah,
so they're working on planters and actually planting them in a pot so they don't roll over, working on mobile ones. I mean, they've just.
Yeah, fundraisers, things like that. People want to rent it to get their names out, do stuff like that. Yeah. I think it's great.
And for the ones that will be planted and permanent, it's $1,500, like, one time, and your name's on it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's not there anymore.
And I didn't get to ask this when we were talking about it the first time, because you guys didn't know that you had already known what you were going to do. So, do you now have somewhere where people can go to get this fundraising and stuff going for you guys to get these projects? Is there a Facebook? Yes, is there a web?
It's a shorter URL than it was last time.
Ah, okay. Short is good.
betterwaytogive.org.
Yes. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put that on our site today too, under this, that. And I'll go back to the other interview we did and put it under there as well.
That one, they're still working on that. As we talked about last time, it's 6 months to do a project that probably realistically you could take 2 years to do. So they've been hitting the ground running and working very hard.
We have a really energetic class, and I'm in the class, so I know I can speak for that. And I don't know about any of the other classes, but they're very ambitious.
Still not the best class ever.
Well, I don't know. It's arguable. We're going to come up with a new slogan this year.
You know, we kind of tried, but it didn't stick.
No? What was yours?
We had best class ever, obviously, that went, but then we had one more, and I don't remember it right off the top of my head, but I know that we tried to put that on our materials going out, but it was always, the competition was best class ever, so that was the slogan that sticks no matter, you know. So
they're all the best class to me.
Yeah. See, you get to be non-partial. I like that.
Every year they're my favorite.
She's always in the best class, right?
Exactly. Always get to work with the best class.
All the pressure
ever.
Off. So, do we miss any of the other monthly events that you guys do?
Oh, goodness, Keith.
We do seminars here and there depending on.
Oh, we do have a really great seminar coming up in December. December 3rd is employee recruitment for small businesses.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
Jeff Phillips from Accounting Fly is going to be presenting on some really great best practices. You do have to register for that, and you can find that on our website as well.
So, and where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Chamber.
Oh, all right,
December 3rd
cool.
at 2 o'clock.
In-house.
Yeah. Keeping it close to the heart.
And then I know we have one in January with the Small Business Development Center about putting your business on the map for Google.
Yes. So there's a big kind of Google push to get your business on Google. Because when I travel, that's how I pick where to eat and where to do things at and where to shop is from Google to see who's open and what their reviews are. So we're going to work with the Florida Small Business Development Center because they're located in our building and to try to push for get your business on here. Super easy. Let us help you put it on there.
And really, that's just it. You just need to know, like, which button to click. Because once you get there, the rest is self-explanatory. But I've had a couple people in here who do the marketing and social media and branding and stuff. And the first question they asked me was, do I have a Google Plus page for Business Radio here? And I said, no, why? And then they told me about all these other things that happen that won't happen unless you do just...
Unless you've got that page.
You click that those two buttons or whatever it is. So...
Yeah. Kelly Massey has a really great team over at the SBDC. I know they have a great staff at UWF, but we mostly deal with Kelly and his team. And they're going to be working with us. It'll be a seminar in the morning to where we can walk you through it. And then we'll be open the rest of the afternoon to kind of... If you can't make that, then we'll be there to show you how to do it later on. I believe that's January 13th.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and it's good too. And don't be intimidated by any of it because once somebody, honestly, it's so easy to do and then it opens up all these other avenues, but you don't have to be this techie or code writer or hacker or anything like that.
We want to be a benefit to the business community. So if you don't know something, that's why SBDC is there. And as a chamber member, a majority of their services that they offer are free to our chamber members. Yeah.
And many people don't know that either as well. Yeah. But it's good, too, because once you're on Google, you can go out and review other businesses, which we also try to promote and do ourselves as well.
Yeah. If you review us, we'll review you.
Yeah. Well, and it's a huge thing these days. It really is. I mean, ever since Amazon, people get to finally express it in a form that other people get to read it as opposed to just one comment card coming to, so now you can agree or don't agree. I say this because my dad does like TripAdvisor. Writes like novels because he's retired, he's got time, and he travels like crazy. But he uses Google,
that's how we base a lot of our vacations off of. This one got one star. I don't want to go somewhere that nobody else in the world has enjoyed.
Yep, so everybody's researching products now and what things do. And I'd rather hear from the guy sitting next to me sometimes than the expert who's probably paid to tell you it was really good. So, yeah. Very cool. All right, so what do we miss?
Oh my gosh!
I know you guys have tons going on, which is why I know we'll see each other again, do this stuff. But anything in the near future that we don't have covered?
I don't think so. I know we did mention the advocacy efforts that Todd's doing. I believe that they're going to be working on some surveys to start sending out to our members and asking for feedback on some of the issues that we are. Deciding whether or not to take a stand on. So I know we're going to be getting the members involved in that as well, starting in January, so we can kind of vamp that up and start advocating on behalf of our members in the business community. Gosh, I don't know. I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Seriously.
For any events, if you have any questions, you can find anything on our event page at PensacolaChamber.com/events. For any questions, please call us. And, you know, Cindy works at the front desk. She's so kind, sometimes very patiently kind.
Yeah. And, it's a learning curve for her, though, right? She's new, isn't she?
She's very intelligent. She's got it on the ball. But sometimes, you know, there are just some questions that come through that you need an extra dose of kindness that Cindy always has. She says everything with a smile. She's a great person. If Cindy can't help you, then, of course, she knows exactly where to send you to get that taken care of. So give us a call. Go online. Let us know what we can do for you guys.
Yeah. So, and I'm going to say it just because it would sound very self-promotional coming from y'all. But seriously, join your chamber because you guys are engaged. And then as a business owner or part of the community, you can be just a little bit engaged and actually be really, really engaged because you guys have so many opportunities to find out what's going on, to grow your business, to learn about your community, to help others, to help yourself that, I, you know, obviously until I'd become part of it, couldn't speak from that term, but from somebody who may not be part of it or doesn't understand what that membership gets you or that concept, I'm here to tell you it works.
Thank you.
I told that really to Clay too, and he kind of started blushing. I said, oh, I'm being serious, man. I'm being serious.
Well, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I do because there was a time in my life of being in business and all that stuff where I didn't really grasp, you know, a chamber concept or just the networking and all this other stuff that comes with it. But, man, I'm telling you, it works.
Yes, thank you. And we're always available if anyone has any questions. And obviously Sharon can help get people involved too. But
she'll wrangle you to get involved.
Yes. But I mean, we do ribbon cuttings for new or expanding businesses. We recognize the small business of the month. We recognize a nonprofit of the quarter. So any of those, if you're a chamber member, you're open to.
You're eligible for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get a whole directory of people that want to do business.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than any referral or lead you could have. I mean, it's right there and it's in print. It's in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I know Sharon has been rocking, speaking of referrals, her synergy groups, I think she said yesterday, they have generated over $250,000 worth of business for each other.
To each other.
In her two groups.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're not involved with that, that's definitely something you should talk to Sharon about.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, ladies. Well, thanks for coming in and talking.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If we need to come back for December, we can. If you feel we need to come back next week to talk about the rest of whatever else, fine. Let me know. I know you guys have a full plate, and we need to let people know what's going on. So one more time, somebody give them the website.
PensacolaChamber.com.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, right? Yeah. Wait, simple. You think sometimes. So, okay, and then you can find us at Pensacola Radio X or at Pensacola Business Radio on Facebook or at our website at Pensacola.BusinessRadio.com. Thank you, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you.
This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.